Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Ester. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike O'Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Pastor. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Frank Pastor. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner juggles the ball. That's an error on Milner. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Collins for the double play. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Milner reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Pastore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pastore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris bunts towards first. Dreesen scoops it up and throws to first, with Ester covering, for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops it up and throws to first, with Pastore covering, for the out. Spear moves to third. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spear scores. Scott moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Concepcion. Scott scores. Dawson moves to third. Carter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Carter scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Expos. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-0 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Knight. Carter moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-1 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ester for the out. One out. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy pinch hits for Frank Pastore. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Price now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Spear reaches second base with a double. Milner scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Expos. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris bunts towards the mound. Price fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to third. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 9-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion misplays the ball. That's an error on Concepcion. Francona moves to second. Scott Brown now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Scott moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Spear scores. It's 12-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Esther scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry White now playing center field. Bobby Ramos now catching. Tim Wallach now playing right field. Brad Mills now playing third base. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-2 in the game. Dreesen hits a fly ball into right field. Wallach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester is 0-for-2 in the game. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hume now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ester scoops it up and throws to first, with Hume covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Mike Vale pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Tom Hume. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mills settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 12, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.